Hello everyone, it's Samra here and welcome to this month's episode of Journeying Through Life podcast. You must be wondering why this podcast is titled Listen to Your Wife. Yeah, you heard that right. Okay, listen to your wife, always listen to your wife, especially if your intention is to promote world peace, right? So before we dive into today's podcast, let me just give you a heads up. Okay, so this podcast is in the form of a fable, that is a story with animals as the characters. If you've read the book called Animal Farm, you'll be able to relate to what I'm talking about here, because the characters in Animal Farm were also animals. Okay, so today's podcast too, I just wanted to do something different, and that is why I have a story here with me that's basically a fable, and it's about animals. Okay, the animals are the characters, and the moral lesson at the end of this story is listen to your wife. And that is why that is the title. And the actual title of this fable is The Last Wish, but then the moral lesson is to listen to your wife, or we can say listen to your partner. So let's dive in. Here goes. Once there was a whale that was well respected by everyone in the ocean. He was the biggest and strongest of them all. It was safe to call him the king of other fishes in the ocean. He was very big, brave and boastful. He would always swim and move with his head held up high, opening and closing his mouth as wide as he can with his deadly and brutal teeth, scaring other little fishes away. Other fishes like the starfish and the mackerel, the goldfish and the tuna, and even the octopus is always very afraid of the whale. He would go into their home sometimes just to, just to make fun of them and bother them. He wasn't really likable. Most of the other fishes in the oceans do not really like him. He would even feast on some of them whenever he felt like it, as though they were his daily bread. And since no one could curtail his behavior, he continued committing different terrible things that terrified the other fishes in the ocean, and this went on for so many years. The whale and his wife lived in their magnificent palace together. The wife has been very ill for a while, and the whale has been spending more of his time with other female fishes in the ocean. And since he was like the king of the other fishes, none of them had the courage to say no to him. His physique was so big and gigantic, and none of them had the courage to challenge him, save the shark's wife. One morning, the whale called the shark's wife to his palace and asked her to marry him. She refused blatantly and went back home to report the whale to her husband, the shark. The shark, out of anger, and challenged the whale to an open fight. And he said that whoever wins that fight would take his wife home. The shark, being a very smart one and was loved by the other fishes in the sea, went to plead with them to support him. So instead of fighting with the whale, they all planned on what to do. They know no one could face the whale in the ocean because of his size and how powerful he was. So they planned to get rid of him before the day of the fight. And since everyone loves and supports the shark, they already made a secret plan and a mission on how to execute him. The whale's sick wife, on the other hand, advised him not to fight anyone, but he didn't listen to his wife. She pleaded with him over and over again, telling him that it was her last wish for him to not take up the fight, since she was getting closer to her last day. Her last wish was that he should not take up the fight. The next morning, he went to check on his wife, but she was still fast asleep. So the moment he stepped out of the palace, he told his guards that they don't need to follow him, that he wanted to go out on his own. Not knowing that some of the other fishes that supported the shark has already dug a very big hole few meters from his palace entrance, he fell into this hole and he lived no longer. The whale's soul took its exit of his body, and before he could take his last breath, he realized that his mistake was his refusal to fulfill his wife's last wish, which led to his inevitable self-induced affliction. So the moral of the story is always listen to your wife. So thank you so much for listening to that short fable. It's basically work of fiction, and it's just a tale with animals as their characters. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to that story. I'll see you next time. I love you so much. Bye bye.